Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today in the studio is Eric Johnson, colleague at MRM. And as we've often mentioned on this show, we are trying to help the Christian community to better understand the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how those doctrines and compares with what we understand to be biblical Christianity. And oftentimes we get asked by people wondering, well, what are some resources that we can look to if we want to have a good understanding of LDS history and teaching? And there are several books out there that we often turn to in our writings, though we like to go to primary sources, of course. There are a lot of good books out there that use that same tactic and also go to primary sources. So, Eric, we're going to go through some of the books very quickly that we would recommend to people, but these are not written by Mormons. What makes these different is that these are written by non-Mormons about the church, and so because of that, some Mormons might be a little reluctant to read these books, because many Mormons want to read material that their own people put out because they feel that a lot of people are not treating them fairly or misrepresenting them. But we do have some good sources, and so we'd like to go through those. First of all, you and I wrote Mormonism 101. That's a good comparison on the theology. It doesn't really deal with the history of the Mormon church so much, but it does do a very good comparison, I think, between what Mormons believe on various subjects and what the Christian church has believed.
Yeah, that's a fun book that I like to give away to people who want to know more about Mormonism, have never really understood any of the basic teachings. What we try to do in a fair way is we try to take what Christianity teaches and then contrast that with what Mormonism teaches. We just had somebody recently become a Christian through that book because they really felt it helped them to understand what Christianity really was teaching compared to what she had been taught as a Mormon. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great primer for people who right. want to just get an introduction to it.
Another good resource, I think, is a book that I compiled recently called In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations. What I did with this book is I spent years collecting these quotes, and many of the quotes are out of a column that we have in our newsletter. Did they really say that? And what I've done is I've taken these quotes and I've put them together in a book in topical format. So if you want to know what Mormons have believed or taught concerning God the Father or Jesus the Son or salvation or things like that, all you need to do is look up that topic and there's all the quotes.
That's a living document. You continue to add to it. And you have a CD out as well. So people can download this PDF onto their computer and it's a searchable engine. So and if you don't want the book out, you can actually have it on your computer.
And I purposely did not put any commentary in this book. I wanted the quotations to speak for themselves. And one thing I have found that when you see all these quotes put together on one page, you can easily see a pattern. You can see where either the Mormons all agree on this particular topic or even in areas where they disagree. It just stands out. But I decided I'm not going to put any quote, any commentary whatsoever in this book. And so that's a good one to give to Mormons also because there is no commentary in it. So let them look it over.
But we're not going to use those as our top five today, Bill, because no. We don't want to be self-promoting here.
That's right.
So let's do five books that they ought to have besides ours, of course.
Well, if you want to know Mormon history, another book that we would recommend would be What Every Mormon and Non-Mormon Should Know. This was written by Edmund C. Gruss and Lane Thewitt. It's a very good book dealing with the historical aspects of Mormonism, and we would certainly encourage a person to get that. Anything that you wanted to add on that?
Yeah, I like this book a lot. It has a lot of basic information for the history, especially. I think they both do a great job with that and his doctrines and claims. Lane was, for many years, worked with us here at mm-hmm. MRM.
Yes,
and
he's good friend of ours.
He's a very sharp guy.
He is. Another book that we would highly recommend is a book written by Charles Larson. Charles M. Larson wrote a book called By His Own Hand Upon Papyrus, A New Look at the Joseph Smith Papyri, and this deals with the Book of Abraham. I have found that many times when talking with ex-Mormons, I will ask them, what was it that actually started your journey out of the Mormon church? And usually it is always has something to do with the Book of Abraham. They started looking into the what Joseph Smith claimed, this Egyptian papyrus. Well, I should give a little background. He obtained some Egyptian papyrus back in the 1830s, and he commenced to translate it, quote unquote, into what's known today as the Book of Abraham. And so when you look at what he allegedly translated compared to what Egyptian experts on Egyptian are saying, you find that he was certainly not right in any of those areas. Mormons seeing this can readily see that Joseph Smith was faking it. He didn't know what he was talking about. And much of what is in the Book of Abraham is certainly bogus. It's taken from the Tsensen text or the Book of Breathings.
Well, he was able to get away with it for all those years, number one, because there was no... before the Rosetta Stone was discovered in 1799, there was no way to break the code, and it took decades for them to do that.
Yes.
So Joseph Smith, being in America, knew that he was safe, and then they lost a papyrus, and it wasn't rediscovered until the 1960s. And what I like about this book, it has a full-on chart showing you what the scroll looked like before, and then what it should have looked like. He goes into and shows what this is, a common funeral papyri,
right,
and it's nothing close to what he said it was from the hand of Abraham.
Correct. Another book that we like is Speaking the Truth in Love to Mormons by Mark Kerrs. Mark is a pastor up in Idaho, a good friend, and certainly has a heart for the LDS people. But this book certainly helps you with some witnessing tips, things to bring up, things not to bring up. I would say this is probably very similar to Chip Thompson's scrapbook in some way.
Right.
His Mormon scrapbook, that's also another good book that probably should be on this list. But if you're wanting to talk with your Mormon friends, that book and the Mormon scrapbook would be very good resources to go to. Then we have Richard and Joan Osling's book, Mormon America. This came out several years ago. It wasn't meant to be a polemic, but an overview of Mormon history and, of course, some of the doctrines of Mormonism. I like the book because it actually delves, even for a brief time, into the doctrine of theosis, the Eastern Orthodox teaching of theosis, or divinization as it's called by some of that persuasion, and how the Mormons try to take that doctrine and compare it to their idea of becoming gods. And what the Oslings have done is they've actually interviewed some people that are experts in that kind of theology in Eastern Orthodoxy, and they show that there's no comparison whatsoever. Very good source. In fact, I've quoted that portion many times, but it's also a very good book dealing with the history and doctrines of Mormonism.
One thing I'm going to say as far as its weak point, he uses endnotes, but you really don't have throughout, you can't tell where they go to. And so you're kind of left to guess which endnotes he's referring to. It's more of a popular book, but it's very readable. It's one of those things where you can just kind of read and enjoy it, and I think fully understand it. This is not meant for a scholar by any means.
Right, right. Another good book is One Nation Under Gods. This is written by Richard Abanas. The book is titled One Nation Under Gods, A History of the Mormon Church. And again, it does deal with a lot of the history, although you can't get into the history of Mormonism without touching on some of its doctrine. But it's also a very good book that deals with Mormonism. It's not fair. There's a lot of good books out there. In fact, I'm sure after we get done with this, I'm going to go look at my library shelves and go, oh, well, that's one we should have talked about, or that's one we should have talked about. But these are books that we find ourselves often going back to, or at least recommending for other people that are wanting to get going to a little bit of depth as to what Mormon history and doctrine really is.
Well, Bill, not only are there books like these for people who want to understand better from a Christian viewpoint what Mormonism is teaching, but there are a number of good videos out there as well. On our website, we have...
We have some of them that you can actually watch right on our website. The Joseph Smith versus Jesus Christ DVD is on there, and in fact, some of the other ones that our friend Joel Kramer put together from Living Hope. We have some of those on there as well, but those will certainly help a person better understand certain aspects of Mormonism, and we would highly encourage you to look at those as well. This is what we're here for. We're trying to educate, as I mentioned earlier, educate the body of Christ regarding the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I mean, we live here in Utah. This is the majority religion in this area, and it would be irresponsible of us as Christians not to brush up and have some kind of a handle of what these people believe so that we can talk intelligently with them. And certainly reading good resources is going to help accomplish that ends. It's shameful that we live in such an area where people are primed for religious views and we don't take the time to talk to them about these things.
Well, let's talk about it again. So they have books they can read if they want to learn. If somebody just moves here, for instance, out from Alabama, has no idea, here are some books that they can read. There are videos on our website, mrm.org. That they can actually go and watch. Usually these are about an hour long. That's a great resource. Our website itself, mrm.org, we have short articles on a variety of topics. A person could just read those and learn a lot. I mean, here is a number of ways. And then if it comes the opportunity to come to one of our symposiums that we have, that's another way to learn. In 4 hours on a Saturday morning, we regularly try to do these throughout Utah and throughout the West, actually. If you ever have a chance to go to one of those, we'd love to have you come and to be able to get some basic information. But if you don't go do some research, you certainly need to know what you believe as a Christian. But if you don't understand what Mormonism is all about, it's going to be a very confusing time to live in this culture.
I think one thing that some of these books do is in studying what the Mormon Church is teaching, you automatically learn what a Christian supposed
yes.
to believe. And how many times have we heard that testimony that people studying Mormonism from a Christian point of view find themselves learning much more about their own faith? Maybe not just such the basics, but actually going deeper into their faith to understand how these things actually work. So I've often encouraged people, one of the best ways to learn your Christianity is actually study what other people believe.
Absolutely.
Comparative religions, it certainly helps a lot.
I always love it when I taught high school students and they'd come up to me and they'd say, "Wow, that's interesting what they believe. What do we believe?" Mm-hmm. And I always say, well, you have to go and do some research. And we're not going to get easy answers. You're going to have to put some sweat and perspiration into this one to be able to figure it out.
You can't be lazy, that's for sure. And if you think you're going to get a full, balanced meal by just listening to a pastor for 40 minutes on Sunday,
then
you're going to be mistaken. That's not his responsibility. That's your responsibility as a Christian. If there's any way that we can help you at Mormonism Research Ministry, please let us know.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.